I went to an art gallery over the weekend, and I saw a picture, and it was a woman holding an apple. And it looked like the type of picture that your friends would have put up on Instagram, and you may have double-tapped to give the heart. Or you may have just scrolled on by and waited until you saw something else that was more appealing. And I started to think, like, well, then any one of us could be an artist, because we have some pretty good photos that we've put up on social media.
And art's subjective, so really anyone can be an artist if you find someone that thinks your art is valuable. So we just got to find the right people.
So I think what we do is we took pictures of, you know, the ones that we feel like were the best pictures that we've ever taken.
Okay.
And I took a picture of my dog Zeus. He's a pit bull. Every Tuesday I post a picture of him.
Zeus Day.
And it's Zeus Day, right?
Mm-hmm. So hashtag.
The picture that I actually took of him one day, he's sitting in my kitchen in front of my fridge, and I made it black and white, and it looks awesome. Like, I love it. So much so that I just got a canvas blown up of this.
Well, you're really feeling your own art there.
Yeah,
feeling
right.
Feeling it. So we decided to walk around with the pictures that the three of us took and ask our peers to review them. Here's what they said about my picture of my dog, Zeus.
I like dogs, so I really like this one.
It's weird that its back legs are crossed instead of the front ones, though.
Okay, that's just stupid.
This may not be the most flattering angle to take of a dog.
I call this dog needs therapy.
They need to clean the refrigerator because that is filthy.
Oh, wow.
Damn, yo.
Brutal. Man.
Hey, people are harsh.
I felt like that was a good one. Art.
The first person is your customer. They said, I like this because I like dogs.
That's right. That's right. I got one.
You got one.
So then Cassidy took a picture, also with the dog, her little puppy, Ron.
But it's of these trees in U City changing in the fall. The trees are
the
red.
The colors are vibrant.
Yeah, so I think maybe stepped it up a little bit.
You added a little bit of landscape to your dog.
And color, too.
I like the color of the trees. It's very, like, vivid compared to everything else.
Oh, it's very lovely. A lot of color there. I like the dog.
I love the reds on the leaves, and the dog is a nice touch. Though, you could have left the leash off the dog. That kind of takes away a little bit.
Might have gotten away.
Yeah.
Be in the picture.
Well, maybe train your dog better.
It's a great photograph, man. You got everything's good in thirds.
I think it's a very bad print job, but overall, it's a good picture.
Well, I feel pretty positive about that.
Yeah, I mean,
overall.
We just printed it off our printer here.
Then Brando took a picture of his baby August this weekend, and I have to say, man, this looks like the type of picture that you would see in a frame that you were buying at Walmart.
Yeah, I got really lucky.
It's like
I
look at it,
I'm like, wow, that's actually pretty good.
What did they say about baby August?
Very good, very artistic photo.
Yeah, I don't know on that one.
Now that's a good shot right there. I like that he's got the deer head on his little toboggan. That's awesome.
Very cute baby. Maybe would have done some other stuff with the background because you know all the blankets and stuff are wrinkled.
Bro, baby is cool. My man's got a cool lid toboggan, if you will, and he's got a V-neck. Very Simon Cowell.
Why does she have deers on her head? Like, where did you even buy something like that? Bass Pro Shop?
Her mother made that for him.
If you want to see these individual photos, we'll put them up on Facebook.com/Spencer's Neighborhood.